Broadcasting from the southernmost headquarters of the Exceptional Conservative Network, it's the Willie Lawson Show. It's the hippest urban conservative trip in America. And now, your host, Willie Lawson.
People all over the world, welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media. We are pleased and honored and thankful and grateful that we get to do this. We get and you would be so kind as to listen to us, and that you would share what you hear, and you will participate. This morning, we're going to try this again. We were supposed to have Larry Elder on the program yesterday, and in communicating with Mr. Elder, he thought it better that he would come this morning instead of yesterday morning. And it is obviously true that Mr. Elder has that status and has earned that status to make that decision for himself, obviously. And, of course, I was going to honor that, because I try to give honor where honor is due, and Mr. Elder has earned that honor in the conservative community for sure, especially as an African-American, or black conservative. I obviously owe him that honor. And that bit of flexibility, of course, because he's deserved it. There have been a lot of people who are out there who have been the tip of the spear. And Mr. Elder has definitely been the tip of the spear. And we appreciate his efforts, especially living in California. You know, especially living in California. So I mean, he lives in Los Angeles, and this is why this is especially wonderful, because he's calling from California, and it's going to be 6:15 a.m. and still be dark. Although the sun is shining here brilliantly in the southernmost headquarters of the Exceptional Conservative Network here in Tampa, Florida. It's beautiful out, and as soon as I'm done, I'm going to get outside and enjoy some of that vitamin D, embrace my melanin, enhance my melanin content, because it's beautiful here. This is a great time to live in Florida. You know, we live in interesting times. Bill O'Reilly of Fox News actually said something I thought was really funny the other day. I thought it was really funny. It was Saturday Night Live when it was funny, kind of funny. Saturday Night Live, like, they would have done a sketch on it, kind of funny. Okay. That's how funny I thought it was. There was this clip of Maxine Waters, representative from California, House Rep from California, speaking. And then they go babbling about something. And then they go back to the panel, and Bill O'Reilly's on the panel. And he says, what's really funny, he says that I couldn't pay attention to what she was saying because all I could see was that she had James Brown hair. She has the same hair that James Brown has in a poster I have of him in my office. I thought it was so funny, because what it did, it made everybody go to the internet immediately and start looking for pictures of James Brown, the godfather of soul, right? everybody just went immediately to Facebook, and they went to the internet, they went to Google, and started looking for pictures of James Brown. I did, because I remembered what that hair looked like. I get it. I just thought, good God, how funny is that? Sort of the same, you know, when James had that process and it was sort of brown, it wasn't black, it was kind of brown, and it sort of curled down around his face. It's big, kind of big on the top, curled down around his face. It's the same hairstyle that Maxine Waters is wearing now. Or the same wig, or whatever. I just thought it was funny. Now, of course, a lot of the, as Rush Limbaugh calls, the drive-by media was just immediately offended. How can they disrespect black women like this? This is racist, and Bill O'Reilly should be kicked off Fox News, and blah, 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 blah. The thing that we forget is that, for the most part, the left is godless and humorless. Because, I'm sorry, that was funny. It was funny. And I thought, wow, man, that was good stuff, man. You should do some comedy writing. I mean, that's some great... Can you imagine how funny that would have been in a sketch? Her coming out, little bony self, all that hair, with a cape. You have her bent over with the cape. And you have so good, blap blap, so good. I got you, bam 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 bam. And she throws the cape off, and she spins around with little bony, spindly old legs, and she's got the hair, and it's Maxine Waters. I feel good. Oh my God. I'm sorry. I think that's funny. I don't think it's disrespectful to black women. I don't even think it's disrespectful to Maxine Waters. It's funny. I mean, if you look at her, Maxine Waters has got the James Brown hair. She does. Now, I don't know. I don't believe that it was intentional. I don't think she was looking for James Brown. I mean, the James Brown hair. I don't think so. I'm pretty confident that that wasn't it. However, it's the truth. Now, here's the stupid part. O'Reilly apologizes for it. Let me help you. What I just said, there ain't no way in hell I'm apologizing for. Cause the girl has got her some James Brown hair. Not James Brown from Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud, where James was sporting a fro. She's got hair from when James had decided to go back to Fried, Dyed, and Laid on the Side. Now, white people, you don't have any idea what I'm talking about. I know. Hang on. It's okay. You know what? I sort of take this program like Jim Rome takes his sports program. You know, it takes a little bit to catch on. Don't think you have to understand everything today. But it was fried. You know, it was dyed and fried and laid to the side. That's really what the deal is. I don't know. Claudia Chicas in the TEC in chat room, and she asked the question, "Why apologize for telling the truth?" I mean, I don't know. Oh, because it's. I think in today's culture, it's easier to go ahead and offer an apology that you don't even mean to move things forward. I'm not going to. I just think it's funny. And it's just true. You know, girl is sporting the dyed, fried, and laid to the side James Brown hairstyle. Now, if she wants to do that, that's her hair. I'm a guy who's been married. Oh, I got to get out of here. Oh, it's time for break. Stop talking. Mr. Elder's going to call here in a little bit. Again, thanks for coming to the Willie Lawson Show here on TECN, powered by SHR Media. We'll be back right after these messages.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
From the warfront to the streets of our nation's capital, Men of Faith, Dr. Michael Jones, the Underground Professor, and Kenneth McClinton, the Exceptional Conservative, bring both constitutional gravitas and spiritual perspective on today's issues to the most influential Christian urban talk show, 9:05 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays. It's a new day on New Day, Black and Red.
Information is crucial when you're looking to purchase a new home. With so many choices of communities and options, choosing the right one for you and your family can be a daunting task. That's why you need to go to New Homes of Tampa Bay right now, www.newhomestpa.com, and get the information you need. Learn how people save thousands of dollars when purchasing new homes. Buy like the pros. New Homes, Tampa Bay, www.newhomestpa.com. All right, welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on TECN, powered by SHR Media. Little Stan Getz for you this morning. Yes, I have better taste in music than you do. Yes, I do. I'm sorry, I just do. Between BD Lens and a little Stan Getz in the morning, it's the perfect thing. We are still waiting for our guest to call in. Again, remember, it is 6:15 in the morning, 6:20 in the morning in LA, so it's early, so I am perfectly okay with, you know what, rolling out of the sack at some ridiculous time in the morning to talk to this guy across the country. Okay, maybe I'm not, I get it. So I just sent a message, and we should be hearing from Mr. Elder very, very soon. All right, you know, a couple nights ago on my late night program, and if you haven't listened to my late night program, go to the website www.fightbackmedia.com, and there's two links there. There's the Exceptional Conservative Network link and the Late Night with Willie link. If you haven't heard the Late Night Show, you need to hear the Late Night Show, because this week we are doing a, I almost called it relationships, but it's not really relationships. It's just sort of some real talk about this whole, we start off with the body positive movement, and last night we did a show that's entitled "Boys Need Their Fathers," and tonight we're going to talk about "Girls Need Their Fathers too," and we're going to spend a couple of nights talking about fatherlessness, and how basically most of the situations that our society finds itself in is caused and can be solved by the by solving the problem of fatherlessness. And what's interesting is that it's not just this is because it's how we're designed, it's biological fatherlessness. There are even studies that say that although a father figure or a stepfather is in the picture, that doesn't instantaneously make it better. It doesn't make it better. Some of the things are only better. Some of the points that we cover are only better if the biological father is involved. Wow. In a family situation. So I found it, you know what, I was really surprised by some of the research myself, but I was encouraged because, you know what, you know, a lot of times, you know, conservatives are on the right track. Now, we're on the right track, but there are a lot of people who don't like what we're saying because our 2017 sensibilities, or their 2017 sensibilities, are offended by such old-fashioned, old-school, stuck-in-the-mud, non-progressive thought. And something as simple that it's better to have an intact family. And an intact family actually means mom and dad and the kids. Yes, it actually does. That's what an intact family is. Now, you have whatever family situation that you happen to have, whether it's a single parent, whether it's mom or dad as a single parent, or you have a divorce situation, or you have a blended family where for one reason or another, mom or dad gets remarried because of death or divorce or whatever. You have the family that you have, so obviously you have to make the best of it. But the best case scenario for children and ultimately our society is mom, dad, kids. Biological dad, and kids all working together. That's the best situation. And both parents being involved, both from an economic and an emotional standpoint. That's what's going to keep your kids out of, the numbers say, keep your kids out of long-term poverty, keep them healthier emotionally and even physically, pull down the amount of violence by teens where you live. Think about this. And I'm not talking about going back to some sort of father knows best Pollyannish sort of society, but damn close. If you can get rid of the violence and you can get rid of the teen pregnancies, or at least start working those numbers down, are you kidding me? If you could curb the number, the amount of teen suicides, children of single parents are twice, listen to me, twice as likely to kill themselves. Twice as likely to kill themselves. So we talk about that, especially if you want to listen to, if you want to go to www.fightbackmedia.com and click on Late Night with Willie. We talk about all those things, and we're going to continue to talk about those things tonight. Tomorrow is Friday, so tomorrow is the music show. If you have any suggestions of music you'd like me to play, send me an email at wls860@gmail.com. That's wls860@gmail.com. And if it's good and I like it, I'll play it. If it's crap, I'll laugh in your face. I know it's terrible, isn't it? It's terrible. I know I'm awful. And we're still waiting for our guest, Larry Elder, to give us a call. He's calling from California, and it's very early in the morning there. It's just about to be 6:30 a.m. there. So we are still waiting. We did send a message, and we're waiting for a reply. But in the meantime, there is stuff to talk about, obviously. The U.S. Senate, the Democrats in the U.S. Senate have decided that they are going to do their best to stop the confirmation of Neil Gorsuch. Now, this is the same man that a lot of people in the Senate right now, the Democrats in the Senate, decided to confirm to a federal judgeship by pretty much acclamation, by voice vote. But now, people like a senator from Florida, Bill Nelson, who's a complete freaking moron. How about that? How about if I characterize Bill Nelson as a complete freaking moron? How about I do it that way? Has decided that there's no way that he's going to vote yes on Gorsuch. No way. Here's the deep-seated partisan hypocrisy bullcrap that these people play. You remember, and all this goes back to partisan politics, and a lot of this goes back to they're still butthurt that Mitch McConnell did not hear Barack Obama's pick before he left the White House. So they are going to punish. They are going to punish Donald Trump for it, because Donald Trump seems to be the perfect whipping boy for the left. This is what they have decided to do. Senate Democrats have decided that they are going to delay the confirmation of the same man that they said by acclamation, by a voice vote, was worthy of being on the federal bench. Politico says that the Senate Dems are going to filibuster Gorsuch's confirmation. Now, what do we do? What do you and I do? We can be frustrated and we could get on Facebook, and we could raise all sorts of sand on Facebook, and we can call people names, and we could just get ugly, and we could do that. My suggestion is not to do that. My suggestion is not to do that. Claudia in my chat, in our chat room, in our let's see, there's a name for it. The Euro Pacific Bank Limited TECN chat room says that she hates politics. I get it. But this is all, ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't have anything to do with the qualification of Judge Gorsuch. Nothing. This is all politics. Gorsuch is sort of stuck in the middle of it. He's sort of like, so, well, here's what we need to do. You ready? You ready for your assignment? Now, this is a tough assignment because it doesn't help you get your anger out. You need to send as many words of encouragement to Judge Gorsuch as you possibly can send, because the last thing that we can afford at this point is for him to withdraw his name. Why? Because it's a victory. It rewards bad behavior. You feel, you get me? You feel me? It rewards bad behavior. It rewards the Senate Democrats, and now, if they could get rid of Neil Gorsuch, they've got rid of Mike Flynn. We could really seriously be in a situation where there is no way on God's green earth that any of the things that we had hoped would happen in a Trump administration, that would happen. The thing that I am personally worried about the most is a 10-point plan on Trump's new deal with African Americans, Black Americans. That talks about school choice, that talks about creating an economic environment for entrepreneurs, all sorts of things about making our community safer. Safety is a civil right. You know, all those things, all of it becomes in jeopardy, and in jeopardy from a political sense, because now, if they get this win, and you know, like in any situation, when you get a win early, it gives you confidence, right? It gives you confidence that you can go ahead and continue to push your agenda forward. So we could very easily at this point have a minority led government. That the minority party in the House and the Senate will actually be in charge. It's like a little kid running your house. It's like the baby running your house. I tell people all the time when my son was very, very young, just born, and I was looking at how people ran their house, I always said, I would never be terrorized by somebody I could pick up over my head. Ever. I would never be terrorized by somebody I could pick up over my head. and here's what Republicans are doing. Here is what Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan and some of these other folks are doing. They are so afraid of how it's going to look and how the media that already hates them, is going to spin this, that they are not going to fight stringently enough. They're not going to. They don't have the internal constitution to. And it seems crazy to me. It seems entirely nutty to me. Why? Because you've got every advantage. You have got every advantage. You have the advantage of the vote. So it's going to take us, And this is going to be tough because conservative people are sort of independent cusses, and we're not falling in some sort of weird ideological lockthink like the left does. And the left is doing exactly this. I mean, when you have people who are currently serving as senators that were perfectly okay with voting to have Neil Gorsuch on the federal bench, saying that now they'll participate in a filibuster to stop him. It lets you know that they'll do whatever. And this is something that I used to say on my other program that I'll start saying here. I'm sort of impressed by the left in a way. I'm kind of impressed. And here's how I'm impressed. The left will do anything, say anything, go anywhere, be anything they need to be to advance their agenda. They'll do whatever. They'll say whatever. Now we will call them liars and unprincipled, which they are. But you have to call them something else in today's society. You have to call them effective. You know what I'm saying? You have to call them effective. Because right now, we're talking about, we can't even, our media, except for on programs like this, we can't even turn what's an easy win into a win. Claudia is right, by any means necessary. That makes them effective. And because we are continually hamstringing ourselves, we are continuously and continually ineffective. And you know what? Frankly, I don't want to be the most principled person in the gulag. Just like I don't want to be the nicest guy in hell. But that doesn't do you any good. Other people are depending on us. And we are at a disadvantage in media for sure. This is why, if you're listening to this program, this is why networks like TECN and SHR have to thrive and have to gain a bigger footprint. Because Fox News ain't talking about it like this. MSNBC ain't talking about it like this. They're not using the word ain't either. MSNBC ain't talking about it like this. Why? And you'll say, well, you're right, because you're saying what makes sense, Willie. You're speaking common sense. Well, yeah, of course I am. And so does everybody here on this network. From 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And if you include my off-network show, the Late Night with Willie, that goes from 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to midnight, we're talking about all day and all night. Common sense. That's meant to encourage you. But for me, it's more than you being encouraged. It's you being engaged and invigorated. Right now, we can't afford for Neil Gorsuch to withdraw his name. We cannot. So, however you have to do it, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, whatever, especially social media tools that you have available to you, going on to Politico, commenting in the comment sections. However you have to do it, whatever you can get to, we must continue to encourage Judge Gorsuch to hang in there. Do not take your name out of contention. Do not withdraw your name from this nomination. Please. Your country needs you more than ever. And even if, you know what, and even if he does, we have to encourage the president not to accept it. To say, no, it's going to be all right. Just hang in. And we've got to, you know what, and frankly, we've got to encourage some people that don't really even like all that well, like Mitch McConnell, and say, you know what, you guys have got to grow a pair. You've got to grow a pair and fight this filibuster with everything you've got. And when you do, and when you win, we'll be here to back you. We'll be here to back you in your districts. So if you live in Mitch McConnell's district, if you live in some of the districts of the leading Republicans in the Senate, we got to let them know by calling their offices, by tweeting and Facebooking and emailing, that if you win this battle, if you don't lay down like some sort of beat dog and win this battle, we got your back. Don't worry about it. Screw the media. Screw MSNBC. Screw Jake Tapper. Screw all those guys. We got you. If you have to invoke the nuclear option, whatever you got to do, do it. We need this nomination. We need this to happen. This has got to happen. I think it's the most important issue other than abortion going on today. And not that I think that Neil Gorsuch is going to be able to get into, you know, to get on the bench and help in the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I don't think that at all. I just don't think that's going to happen. I'd like for it to happen. And in my heart, I'd love for it to happen. But the practical side of my brain says that's not going to happen. That case may not come up before the Supreme Court in my lifetime. So that's the deal. Thank you, Gary. Somebody has already done it. A good friend of mine has already done it. My friend Gary of New Home of Tampa Bay, one of our affiliate partners, have already reached out to Judge Gorsuch and encouraged him, and Gary has heard back. Let's see. Thanks for getting in touch with us on Messenger. Please send us any questions. Yes. We have got to encourage Judge Gorsuch to hang in, because this is a battle worth fighting. I believe today this is the most important thing happening. Screw the Russians and Vladimir Putin and Maxine Waters' James Brown wig. Rachel Dolezal has crawled out from under a stack of Jet magazines and is now talking about being transracial. All that dumbass stuff. Screw all that. We got to focus, people. We got to focus. We must focus. Claudia asked the question in the chat room, isn't there a finish line? Yeah, you know what? We talk about, when are we not going to have to worry about this? When we die, go to heaven. Be with Jesus. That's where the finish line is. I am not a believer that this is going to be something that we can just win and then go back to our lives and be done with it. This is going to be forever. I have dedicated as much of the rest of my life to this as I possibly can. As much as our resources and my health allows me to. So there isn't any I don't see any finish line. I don't see a time where we go, ah, finally. No. I don't see that. I see that this is a continuing effort. But the most important thing today, because I'm a first things first kind of guy, Gary, and thank you ever so much for doing that. I am, you know what, Gary has been somebody who's always supported my endeavors. Always. And it is nice to know. It's comforting to know that there's always somebody who's going to support what you do, who's truly concerned with the things that you're concerned with. And I appreciate you, man. I do. Golly, I appreciate you guys so much. I hope at some point that I'm able to live up to that. Repay you for what you've done. Repay you for all the stuff. All that what you and Jess mean to me. Hopefully I'll be able to show you at some point. All right. Listen, I need to take a little break. I'm still waiting for Mr. Elder to call in. He hasn't done that. I'm going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Willie Lawson Show here on the Central Conservative Network, powered by TECN, powered by SHR Media, right after these messages. Human by race, Christian by faith, American by nationality, conservative by choice. It's Reverend Ralph Chittums, the right guy, on the Exceptional Conservative Network from 4:05 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. The right guy on TECN.
Hello, this is Leslie Ann Stopel with The Real Clear Israel. Join me every Sunday morning at 10:05 Eastern Time on the Exceptional Conservative Network, where we'll be discussing Israel with guests from Israel and around the world.
That's The Real Clear Israel, 10:05 Sunday on the Exceptional Conservative Network.
Money Talk with Melanie is a lively discussion of global, domestic, and kitchen table financial topics. Join your business diva, Melanie Collette, as I speak with respected entrepreneurs, CEOs, authors, and politicians as we explore today's fiscal environment. Money Talk with Melanie airs every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10:05 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Exceptional Conservative Network. Remember, this is important because it's your money.
It's time to celebrate, ladies and gentlemen. Ken McClinton and the Exceptional Conservative Show celebrate 7 years of excellence in broadcasting here on the Exceptional Conservative Network. 9:05 p.m. Monday through Thursday, the finest in conservative talk anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to celebrate!
From the war front to the streets of our nation's capital, Men of Faith, Dr. Michael Jones, the Underground Professor, and Kenneth McClinton, the Exceptional Conservative, bring both constitutional gravitas and spiritual perspective on today's issues to the most influential Christian urban talk show, 9:05 p.m. Eastern, Thursdays. It's a new day. on New Day, Black and Red.
All right.
And I'm late. The girl from Ipanema goes walking. And when she passes, each one passes goes.
I love this part.
When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool, swings so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes.
All right. Astrid Gilberto and Stan Getz and Girl from Ipanema. Golly, one of my favorite tunes. Again, welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media. I've always been a first things first kind of guy, and because that's what I think that's what we miss. We miss things when we try to get ahead of ourselves, when we try to eat the whole pie. I tell my students, and I teach saxophone, flute, and clarinet for a living, that when we see a piece of music for the first time, we can't sit there like in a field with a knife and a fork trying to eat the whole cow in one sitting. No, you can't. You start on one end or another, and you work your way from one end to the other, bit by bit, little bit by little bit, piece by piece. That's how you do it. So, yes, we would like to have the entire Supreme Court be full of dyed-in-the-wool conservative justices that we could trust. Yes. We'd like the wall to be built tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock and be 30 feet high with gun turrets, with laser, with laser beams. Sure. With, F-16s flying directly over the wall, targeting people. Sure. You want all of that. Sure. You want to get rid of the Department of Energy. You want to get rid of the Department of Education. You want to get rid of the EPA in Washington, D.C. And you all want that done by tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. Yes. Got you. You want, like I do, but probably not more than I do, you want to end abortion? You want abortion to be illegal? You want doctors who perform abortion to be put in jail because they are indeed murderers? They are on the same level of assisted suicide, except they are murderers. Yes, we want all of that. I got you. But the framers and founders, that we keep referring back to and holding up to such high standards, understood that this government, especially the federal level, is designed to operate at a grind. It's designed to operate at a grind. It's designed for there to be opposition. This is one part of what the left, seem to ignore because they know better. How do I know they know better? Because they're using it right now. It's designed for the minority thought to have a position, to simply not be run over. They understand that. So it's going to take people, you and I, people like us, who are willing to grind it out. Are you willing to grind it out? Are you willing to say, you know what? Okay, I want them to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Okay, so are you saying that we can't just repeal it cold turkey, flip the switch? Okay. Then let's defund and dismantle. What's the first piece that has to go? Again, get back to you're sitting in the field with a cow, you got a knife and a fork, and a napkin wrapped around your neck. What can we get rid of first? What can we do? See, and this is something that, and I think I have this approach because I teach. I teach music, but I taught in public school for 15 years too. Let's just break this down. And I taught math, so let's break this problem down to its basic components. What can we do first? What can we do first? Okay, you may say that we can't solve all this problem right now. All right, fine. But what can we do? See, my question to Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell and some of the others are, okay, so we're in a position where we may be able to get this done now. Okay, fine. But what can we do? What can we take care of? I mean, I try to live my life like that. And people who know me know that I live my life that. Okay, so I can't get to the end of this. I can't get to this finish line, but what can I do now to move the ball forward? What can I do? What can we do? The first thing that we need to do today is to make doggone sure, because this is the first step. This, you know what, the Obamacare thing is not the first step. That's a red herring, frankly, in my opinion. The first step to making generational changes, the kinds of generational changes that we have to make in this country, is making sure that this confirmation happens. That Neil Gorsuch does not take his name out, does not step to the side in the name of peace and progress. Because it won't be in the name, it won't be in peace, it'll just be in the name of progressivism, not progress. Progressivism is not progress. It's regression. Everything about a progressive agenda is regressive. Everything is fascist. Everything is socialist. Everything is communistic. Everything takes away from the progress of the individual. We must keep that in mind. So we cannot decide that if we don't get the whole thing, then we are going to just say, screw it. And that was the problem with the Affordable Care Act thing, that if we didn't get full cold turkey repeal, then we're not going to participate. The mistake that the Freedom Caucus made, unfortunately, my opinion. And I get it. So don't get all upset and start giving me the side eye. The sort of this rhino side eye. Don't give me that crap. What I am more than anything is a realist. And I think I'm a, you know what, I like to strategize and then attack. Plan? What can we take from them now that can lead us to the rest of it? That should be the approach for all sorts of reasons when you're talking about the Affordable Care Act, when you're talking about any of this other stuff. It's great that the president signed some executive orders rolling back the nonsense about our agreement with the this global climate change nonsense. That's great that he did that by executive order. But we cannot run this country by executive order, because you know what that makes Donald Trump? That makes Donald Trump exactly what we didn't want Barack Obama to be: king. So for all you principled people who are giving me the side eye right now, did you hear what I just said? If Donald Trump runs this agenda that you want by executive order, that makes him king. And the problem is that when he is not in office, that all of it could be reversed with another order. And that's not what we want, because we won't get the generational change that we've got to get. So however you can do it, through Facebook, through Twitter, through Snapchat, through Instagram, live.me, whatever you have to do, get a message to Neil Gorsuch, Judge Gorsuch, and tell him to hang in there. We got to win this piece. We got to win this piece. It's the most important thing that we're going to do today. All right, I got to get out of here. Thanks for coming to the Will Austin Show on TECN, powered by SHR Media. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself.